FD167, June 28th, 2026.
Golisa Sat, I'm so happy to see you. Life, my bazaar has been very busy and I've had trouble finding balance between the bazaar and my practices. Honestly, I get lost in the bazaar. And I was wondering if you could talk about what we should do when we get lost in the bazaar. Sat says, when you say bazaar, you mean the mind, right? And Goli says, yes. Sat says, the nature of being in the body is the bazaar of the mind. When you remember, don't accept it. But when you don't remember, that's okay. If you ask somebody to do something for you and they forget, you can't be mad at them. They forgot unless they did it on purpose. In my experience, if we're not too harsh or serious about it, we can find that balance, that control easier. Otherwise, the body has these challenges. It reacts. The mind thinks. And that's natural for it because emotions are a part of the body. Just have patience. Every phase or season eventually passes. So when you remember, don't accept it. And what do I mean by don't accept it? Don't accept its reality as much as you can. I wish I had some simple, miraculous solution, but I don't have one. And Ida says, Sat, you are that simple, miraculous solution. Yasaman says, Sat, I'm very happy to see you. I don't have a specific question. I just wanted to thank you for being here. Sat says, I'm happy you're here also. Honestly, I came today not to give a speech or a solution. I came so we could give each other support and love. All the truths have already been spoken. And there are 20, 30 of you that are upholding these truths so that everyone can use them. All I can say is that when it's hard, and I also just recently came out of a hard time, we are so lucky that we have these truths, whether we can use them or not. I can say that God's truth is a lifeboat. Even if it's temporary, we have that boat. Others don't. We have the grace in any situation, although it may not look the way we want or the way we expect. Otherwise, life is not easy without it. Because we live in a world of opposites, but we want balance. We haven't been able to accept that life is opposites, but we want balance. And home is that balance. I also want to say congrats. Congratulations to all of you. Whether you think you practice enough or not, whether you think you're doing well or not, I don't care. What I care about is the fact that you still come, that you haven't given up on your freedom. We are all on Noah's Ark. Hania says, Sat, you've always given love. But now at this time, whether it's because I have the courage to or out of need, I can accept your words like I never could before, and they really help me. And Sat says, that is good news. SL says, I have two sharings today. I was making bookmarks for the books that I read, and I had written different things on my bookmarks. Wake up, wake up. This is the time I told you to wake up. I had one remaining bookmark that was empty, and I asked Avin, my niece, what should I write on it? She said, write one and only, because the necklace you gave me in the Ukraine says one and only. And one night she couldn't sleep, and I lent it to her, and it really helped her. And Asa says, it's so amazing to me. I was so happy to see that. And Sat said, that is my greatest wish in life, is for the kids to be fed. Asa says, I have something else to share also. I was sitting at my altar and I found this heart that you had given me a long time ago in a retreat from Bodrum 2. And on it, you had written, not to pay so much attention to myself. The other day I was really just going with my emotions. And all of a sudden I saw for the first time, maybe ever, how much I entertain my emotions. No means no. It was the first time I experienced it like this. In Nazanin, you say that we allow addiction. And I saw that I was allowing this addiction, this, struggle with the emotions. And after 13 years, finally, I saw what you were saying, that it's just silence. Sat says, this is your greatest realization. It's the remedy for pain and suffering. And you have so much grace that you were able to realize that. And Asal says, thank you. Sat says, no, thank you. The grace, the love, the faith, they all come within you. Everything is within you, even me. Elham and her daughter Arshita come forward and say hi to Sat. And Arshita asks Sat a question regarding the chant Bechod A.
That we started with Khoda, Khoda means God, Khoda, Khoda. And then we say Bechoda means I pray to God or I use God's name. And then Bechoda also is twisted and you can say Bechod A, yani wake up. It also has this meaning. It's hard to translate it, we let it go.
That was so amazing. I really had no idea how to even begin to translate that.
Yeah.
Sat explains to her that the first part is we're separated from God, but there's love and there's faith. And we're asking for God. And then God answers. And because of your love, he says, look to yourself.
And wake up.
And then Sat says, thank you for reminding me of this chant. And to Elham, she says, what an amazing daughter. Your greatest accomplishment, no matter what you've done in this life, is to raise a daughter like that. You are a worthy mother. And Elham says, thank you for always being with us.
نه
خواهش میکنم خواهش میکنم نه سوالش کرد دیگه جوابش هم گرفت.
Mohammed says, thank you so much. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you, to really appreciate you. Everything can be so beautiful. Even in the middle of a hurricane, we can be at the depths. And that's because of you. You are the reason for it. Thank you. Thank God for you. And Sat says, thank you. He says, I love you. And Sat says, thank God that you showed so much, that God showed you so much interest, enthusiasm, perseverance. And Muhammad says, I really hope that you'll be able to come, that I can see you. And Sat says, I promise to come when
grace. When I'm inspired to do it. Muhammad is asking me once a week.
Sat asks about Afsana, who mountain climbs, and says, what mountain is she on? Afsana comes on, and Sat tells her, if you see the lady of truth up on those mountains, please let me know. Afsana comes forward and asks if Sat has listened to her voice message regarding her son Ali. Sat says, I did, and I agree with you. Afsana says, should I be worried? Sat says, just want for him to be guided. Have faith and trust. That's what you can do. When we raise kids and they get to the point where they leave the house, all you can do is send them that grace in silence. Worrying doesn't help anything. I send my kids that deep grace and love that comes from the heart. I don't interfere because interfering doesn't really do much unless you're prompted to. But I send them love in silence, whether I see them or not. And I know in my heart that they will be taken care of. And you know that too. So sometimes we just have to surrender. Afsana says, please then be with us. Be with Ali, your grace. Be with us. Because I feel like my life is somehow being plowed or turned upside down. Sat says, once things are plowed, that's when the seeds can be planted. I told you guys all that the mother's energy will do that. It will burn everything down. But for us, we have the tools then to rebuild. It's like what I saw in my silence. First, the ground is burned, then the water comes and all is calm. In the meantime, support each other. Give each other love. Whether you are husband and wife, friends, mother, daughter, father, aunts, uncles, whatever it is. Sahaja comes on and says that he had a very inspiring dream where all of the Ashagan, he remembers Sepi there, were gathered in a yard. And Sat was sitting in the corner. She called Sahaja over, and there was a journal, a white journal, and there were writings all on the journal. She wrote Sahaja and said to Sahaja, "This is your signature." And Sahaja says, "Sat, thank you for this dream. That was so direct. I see that even in the worst times, the solution is the same, and it still exists." Sat says, "Yes, I get it. Stand on this. Listen, Sahaja, Hania, listen, all of you. We were born alone. We die alone. And between the birth and death of the body, people come and go like a train station. Nothing is eternal. The only thing that we can do is to give love without the small self. And when we do this, life gets easier. And as your dream shows you, your attention must be on big self and the truth. So always in life, there are ups and downs. But love and silence, they go hand in hand. And that is the purpose of life, if life even has a purpose. Yes, your dream, Sahaja, needs no translation. The names that you're given, they have a meaning. They are not random. Sat is existence. I must concentrate on existence, not humanhood. We all have challenges. Hanye. Ama ba saburi. برو جلو که بتونیم به خودمون تعادل بدیم. Life isn't worth worrying over, not for any of us. And Sat says, "I'm sorry if my words seem scattered, but each was for different people." Ida says, "Sachun, I just want to say that every single part of everyone's sharing was so significant for you. Mohammed just wanting to show you love. I want to do that also. Asal's feeling, everything you say, everything is within you, even me. But you are the reason why that is possible. You are important in a way that cannot be expressed. I can feel you within me because of your existence outside of me. And I'm so grateful. Even when you can't see me, because it allows me to rely on the inner. You say we are born alone and we die alone. And that used to really scare me, for my mother, for my family. But now I take refuge in it because I take refuge in you despite the hardships. It's like you are holding me. You're rocking me gently throughout the bad until everything goes right again. You allow me to feel you. Now I'll go back to work." And Sat laughs and says, "Thank you." Sat briefly speaks to Muhammad's friend, Muhammad, who was introduced by the other Muhammad, and says that he's very happy to see Sat. Sudhabe comes forward and says, "Sat, I just want to thank you for all the grace, even when I can't see it. Sometimes I judge myself, but still there's so much grace." Sat says, "The biggest practice is to be happy. The biggest practice is to be happy even when times are bad. The biggest practice is to be happy even when times are good. The biggest practice is to be happy without a reason. The biggest practice is to not go with the judgments. But we can't always do it. And even when you can't do it, be happy in that also." Before that, Ida asked Sat, "Please share one sentence about divine love, just one sentence or even one word." Sat says, "It is healing."
Question. So let's say I have an option to start doing something or not. I have this option, but I know because of the resistance that I have, I'm not choosing this option. Do you recommend to do it even if it's not necessary and I'm just trying to avoid it? Sat, it is not about doing. It is not about choices. It is not about should I do this or that. When you see any type of resistance, relax. We're not looking for a result to drop the resistance. So I'm going to do the exact things that I was resisting. This is another resistance going against the other. Just see the resistance and let it go. Do you see the difference? But the difference is that I've realized firsthand what the cause of suffering is. And that is the only thing I'm sharing with everybody. Suffering is an imaginary entity that was given to us and made us believe it. Made who believe it? The silence became noisy.
Asal read one part of the quote that we had for today. Sat says, good night to everybody. Thank you for coming.